Fred Kitchen, 1890-1969. Fred was a farm laborer with little formal education who became a writer, radio broadcaster, journalist and lay preacher who in his youth worshipped at Wesleyan Methodist Chapel. Fred borrowed extensively from the public library and became inspired by the works of Dickens, George Eliot and other writers. He studied in 1933 with the local branch of the Workers' Education Association, WEA, where he was encouraged to write his own work. He recorded a personal diary for over 50 years. He wrote over 16 books which were well received about farming experience. His best-known work includes Brother to the Ox, an autobiographical account of a countryman's life during the first half of the 20th century in northern England. Day after day I stooped along the rows with the scorching sun blistering my neck, and no one to talk to but old Amos. 5 weeks with Amos at 12 hours a day would turn a saint. I hope I am a Christian, but I can't help thinking now, as I thought then, that saints do very well for Sundays, but for everyday wear you can't beat a good old sinner. His book was adapted for BBC Radio and by ITV in 1981, which is an account of a countryman's life which uncharacteristically portrayed the way of life which was unromantic and unconcerned with presenting the country living as idyllic, which was the fashion of the time. Fred Kitchen was at heart a plough lad, and he leaves us with his plough lad's wisdom. It's a curious world, and I don't know what to make of it. The longer I live and the harder I stare at life, the less able I am to state an opinion on it. I got to wondering on chance and predestination, through seeing a chap I used to know at the pit. He was on relief work, but for certain tragic happenings I would have been on relief work or drawing the dole. I thank my stars that I am not in any way depressed, that I find life very happy, and that Helen never lived to know unhappiness, depression and the sinking feeling of hope deferred. I have much to be thankful for, but the more I think of it, the more am I puzzled to know, what is life? The Rotherham District Civic Society Blue Plaque was unveiled in 2020 by Maltby Local History Society at the Wesleyan Methodist Chapel, Maltby.